Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today in the midst of a confused and wretched world, and in a world that thinks, especially the Christian world, oh, we're doing so well for God. Really? How are you doing it? What do you know about God? What is your relationship with God? Oh, well, we keep Sunday and Christmas and Easter and New Year's and all of these days, and we do good works, and we feed the poor, and we clothe the homeless, and we take care of all of those things. Aren't we good? Well, let me suggest that you really study the book of Job in earnest. And what everybody is lacking is that they don't accredit true righteousness to God. See? Because it is in God that we live and move and have our being, that we can think, that we can understand the Word of God. And the first and foremost important thing in our lives as a Christian is the Word of God. Then the next most important thing is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ in our relationship with God the Father in Jesus Christ. Then the next most important thing is the Holy Spirit, which is the power of God, to know and understand the Scriptures the way that they should be. Now, let me ask you a question. If you're a Sunday-keeping, holiday-keeping, good upstanding Christian in the world, and you're getting ready just in a few weeks or a few days to celebrate Easter, I want to ask you a question. Where did it come from? And how do you know that Easter is really Christian in the first place? Who told you that it was? Have you ever proved from the Bible the actual analysis of Easter by God? A lot of you think that it celebrates the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But did you know that you are at the tail end of centuries of deceit and lies from the pulpits of Christian churches? And you have been practicing those things that God says are an abomination. While at the same time, rejecting the truth of God and keeping some of the truth of God. And you know what God says concerning keeping some of the words of God and then adding your own tradition to it? He says, you're stealing my words. Why is that? Because with all the traditions and religions that men have, now, I want you to think about this for a minute. Let's come back here to Isaiah, the fifth chapter. Let's read something that's really important for us to understand concerning our relationship with God and how we stand before God. Because there are a lot of people who think they're in good standing with God. But you know, they're not. Well, how do you prove that? You go by the word of God. God said to the law, the Old Testament, and the testimony, the New Testament, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And Jesus said, if the light be in you is darkness, how great is that darkness. So what kind of light do you have in you? The light of Christ through his Holy Spirit, where you love God, where you keep his commandments, where you obey him, where you worship him, where you obey the voice of God and do the things that he said. And remember what Jesus said, that the one who hears my words and does them, which is the will of my Father in heaven, and builds a house upon a rock, he's wise, because the floods are going to come, the rain is going to come, the wind is going to blow, and great will be the fall of the house that's not built on the rock. So let me ask you a question. Are you built on the rock of Jesus Christ? Well, unless you obey the voice of God, what you find in the Bible, and you follow the teachings and traditions of men, which are contrary to the Word of God, which we're going to find out the truth about Easter, and we're going to find that it is not what God has commanded. Well, then how did all the leaders of the Christian church come to believe that it should be celebrated? Well, that's quite a history. That goes way back to the 2nd century A.D. See, in the 1st century A.D., all the Christians that followed Christ and the apostles never kept Easter. That after the last apostle John died, within about 15 years, you had Rome exerting its influence to take people away from the true Passover of God. See, because true Christians never celebrate Easter. So if you think you're a true Christian, and you get all mad at me because I say that, well, you better think again. Do you know the Word of God? Do you know the history of Easter? Do you understand where these things came from? Do you realize how deceived you have been? Or you think maybe it's okay to have little deception here and there. It's okay to lie to our children. It's okay to commit abomination. Long as it's dressed up nicely. Now, if you have children and you let them watch cartoons, there's a cartoon movie coming out about Easter, where Easter Bunny is shown in this cartoon, and he does little poopies. And those little poopies, behold, are jelly beans. Isn't that nice? Now, what are they trying to teach your children? Are you going to have your children go to an Easter egg hunt? You know, rolling Easter eggs on the White House lawn, isn't that wonderful? Our president is there, and he is smiling, and everything is so good and marvelous, and we're having a good time. Everyone's dressed up in their Sunday best, and they have all new clothes on, and how wonderful this is, and we're going to have fun. Let me tell you something that's very important. You watch those cartoons. Now, I want you to have list of the Ten Commandments in your hand while you do. And I want you to judge the behavior of these cartoons as they introduce murder, sexual lust, lies, making fun of people, all in a humorous setting. And that is a device of Satan the devil to indoctrinate your children into the ways of the world, which he has totally deceived. Are you deceived? How do you know you're not? Now, people will get mad at me and say, well, if he's against Sunday and Easter and Christmas and Halloween, he's got to be a heretic. Or if you keep the Sabbath, he's got to be a Jew or a Seventh-day Adventist. Why don't you investigate the truth for yourself? See, because you need this book called Holidays, God's Holy Days, Which? And right in the opening part of this book and another book, I have a quote from Dresden James. And I want to read it to you. And I want you to think about it. I want you to look at your life. I want you to look at your Christian practices. I want you to look in your own life. You demand truth from other people? Do you tell the truth? Or do you lie? Or do you fudge? Remember what happened when you were a little kid growing up and you found out there was no Santa Claus? and you ask your parents, isn't that a lie? Now, what have you taught them to do by telling them that this is right? What have you taught them to do by saying there is a Santa Claus? What have you taught them to do to believe that that is the birthday of Jesus Christ? You have taught them to accept lies as truth, and yet you as a parent demand truth from your children? Jesus says, I am the way. You better go his way. And the truth. So in the case of Easter, do you want the truth? Or do you want all the lies? All the sanctimonious dress-up of the Pope and his cardinals and his bishops and all of those in the Protestant churches following along with this great lie. Oh, how good we are, and oh, we trust in Jesus because he's resurrected from the dead, and you don't even understand the truth of the Bible. Oh, yes, we like to use the name of God. We like to be religious. We like to have our churches. We like to have our organizations. And don't let some stupid person like me come along and tell you that that's wrong. All right, let's see what Dresden James said. He said this, when a well-packaged web of lies has been sold gradually to the masses over generations, the truth will seem utterly preposterous and its speaker a raving lunatic. How many millions did the Roman Catholic Church martyr and kill because they didn't believe in Christmas? They didn't believe in Easter. They didn't believe in their holidays. They didn't believe in the priesthood of the Pope and the hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church. Do you think about that? Oh, well, there were only 200,000 killed in Spain. Oh, yes, we have doctored the history so that our lies will not be exposed, and the truth will not come out. Let's put some more whitewash over it. That's what it is. So what about Easter? Someone's going to say, oh, well, in my Bible, in Acts the 12th chapter, it's translated, and after Easter, Herod intended to bring him out of prison. Did you know that's one of the worst mistranslations in the King James Version of the Bible? And there are a lot of them in there. And we're going to produce a document showing all the contrast between the truth of the Bible and the errors of the King James and the NIV and how they are leading the Christian world down the path of paganism and oblivion. And if you don't understand that is true, you examine the Church of England today. You look at what has happened to it, because they forsook God and they did not want to change and repent and go back. Oh, but Rome is there. Oh, yes, come back to Rome. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, we'll give a special dispensation for all of the priests in the Church of England so that they can keep their wives. But all of the Roman Catholic priests are better, because they've taken a celibacy vow, so they can have little altar boys for their sex toys and little girls. The pedophilia capital of the world, centered in Rome. That's what it is. God calls it an abomination in the filthiness of her sexual immorality. So you need to understand it. We don't have time to sit around and play games. What you better do is start repenting to God and start reading your Bible and start understanding what you need to do and get your life ordered right, because this nation and this world is headed for a great and huge catastrophe, and it all hinges upon what the religious teachers have taught the people in the world and all the religions of the world, including that which is called Christianity. Now, do you understand where we're headed? Because we rejected the law of God. Let's come to Isaiah 5. Let's begin in verse 18. Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin with cart ropes, who say, let him hurry and hasten his work so that we may see it. Let the purpose of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come so that we may know Oh, yes, we love the Lord, but our way, not God's way. Oh, no. Those harsh commandments, when God said, I gave them for your good, I gave them so that it will be well with you. No, we can't have those. No, we've got to do away with the law of God. No, we've got to say that the New Testament rejects everything in the Old Testament. Lie, lie, lie. Verse 20, you fall in this category? What are those who call evil good and good evil? If you believe in Sunday and the holidays of this world, that's what you do. Oh, you can paint it with whitewash. You can make it look really nice. You can be sweet and lovely and nice and good to each other and hear nice words from the pulpit. You can tippy-toe through the Bible and pick out certain verses that are non-offensive that will really be nice for people to know and will be sweet and lovely. Really? Can you dress up an abomination and say it's beautiful before God? Let's read on. Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter? Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. What does that mean? Well, I think, and let's interpret this another way. Let's get a reasonable answer for this. Don't get excited and, you know, calm down. Really? While the whole nation and world is going to hell in a handbasket, and you along with it? Let's read on. Verse 22, woe to them who are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink. Don't we have great drug and drinking problems today of a magnitude unheard of? How about all of those of you who are on prescription drugs and illegal drugs? What about stopping? What about turning your life over to Christ in the right way so that you don't have to be addicted to those things? You're destroying your life and your mind and your future and your children. And that's why God is sending the enemy within. And that's why this nation has come down, because of the religious leaders and political leaders that we have. Let's read on. Woe to those who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the flame burns up the chaff, their roots shall be like rottenness and their blossoms shall go up like dust because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and have despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. How about you? Have you done that? Or you go to church? How do they treat the word of God? Do they tell you to love God and keep his commandments? All of them? Or are you living in a pall, a cocoon, as it were, of deceitfulness and lies that you have believed, and your whole life is wrapped up in that? Look at your life. Look at your family. Look at your children. Where are you going? Where are you headed? Because we're all going to meet God very soon. In the form of disaster, in the form of retribution from heaven. Just like the governor of Tokyo, Ishihara, who said, what happened in Japan was punishment from heaven for the excessive greed of the Japanese people. What do you think God is going to do to us? I mean, look at us. Look at where we are as a nation. We're sick from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. And we have sins that are so bad and evil and wretched. And we have leaders and ministers who are blind. And we have families who are blind. We have greed. We have selfishness. we have absolute mayhem. Those things cannot be changed without repentance, and that repentance must begin with you. You might ask, well, why are you on a rampage? I'm not on a rampage. I'm leading up to the point of how bad Easter really is and that it's not of God. You need to realize that. Now, the Bible does talk about Easter. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. What does God say? And why you should forsake it? And why you should reject it? And why you better get your life right with God through repentance and His Word. Now, we have many things to help you. We've got all kinds of articles on Church at Home you can download. We have our other website, cbcg.org, where you can go, where we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sermons covering every aspect of the Bible, Christian living, in-depth study, verse by verse through key books of the Bible. We also have a lot of up-to-date prophecies, what is happening in the world and what is going to happen. You see, this is not some little fly-by-night thing out here streaking through the heavens, as it were, and it's going to come to an end real soon. No way. But there has to be, from the pulpit, the crying aloud, the sparing not, the bringing the real truth. But too many are afraid to do that. Oh, we'll lose members. Oh, we'll lose tithe money. What will we do? See? Well, you better get yourself right with God, because that's the imperative question first. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And if you endured all of this, you're doing well. So hold on. We'll be back with another segment and cover about Easter. So until next time, so long, everyone.